堂听 class.com。
Go on to the next page. Now let us begin part A with question number one. Question number one.
I lent him a book.
Question number two.
Bob wanted to be a doctor, but he became a teacher instead.
Question number three. No one ever listens to a word I say. Question number four.
Gary's beginning to come around to my point of view.
Question number five. Get to the movie theater by 7 and you won't have to wait in the ticket line.Question number six.
This biography isn't half as well written as the last one I read. Question number seven.
What a wonderful story.
Question number eight. George helped himself to another piece of pie.On the bookshelf in the office is a dictionary for everyone's use. Question number 10.
I'd like a larger suitcase than this one.
Question number 11. Bill and Mary were enraged when their meeting was canceled. Question number 12. How about keeping the noise level down in here?Question number 13.
They are getting along fine in their new school.
Question number 14. Typing the essay was the least of my worries. Question number 15.
I didn't discourage Pamela from doing her art project.
Question number 16. I suggest we keep the party for Beth a surprise.Question number 17.
Sarah wanted to take a makeup exam.
Question number 18. Are there enough assignment sheets to go around? Question number 19.
Wasn't that the city bus that just pulled away?
Question number 20.No one knows more about the subject than Polly. This is the end of part A. Now let us begin part B with question number 21. Question number 21. Paula, will you be ready to meet at 8?
No way.
What does Paula mean? Question number 22.
Go ahead and have a seat.
Thanks, but I'd rather stand. What will the man probably do? Question number 23. Did you call an electrician to repair the lamp?
No, I got lights to do it.
What does the woman need? Question number 24. I'm not sure what the best way is to hang this poster without damaging the wall.What does the woman suggest? Question number 25.
Chemistry 502 is really a hard course.
So was chemistry 402. What do we learn from the conversation? Question number 26.
Mark is watching a movie on TV.
Should he be doing that now with exams coming up next week?What does the man imply that Mark should be doing? Question number 27. Have you picked up your ID card from the office yet?
No, the camera for taking photos was broken. According to the woman, what would he have said if not for the news? Question 48. What beneficial result from the having that staff? Question 49. What can be inferred about the effect of volcanic ash on people? Question 50. What is the man's attitude towards information? Stop work on question 1. On to the next page. Now let us begin part A with question number 1. Question number 1.
I've ordered a new radio, and the company is supposed to ship it this week.
Question number 2. Laura has to make up the examination. Question number 3.
You know who's going to be at the convention?
Question number 4. Because Susan was accepted by the same university, her brother Ben applied there too. Question number 5.
It's lucky Tommy Ball didn't go through the window.
Question number 6. You want me to make just one copy of this, right? Question number 7.
How cheerful the room looks with so many colorful posters.
Question number 8.
My coffee looks cold.
Question number 9.
I can run this projector. There's really nothing to it.
Question number 10.
We haven't enough flour to make bread.
Question number 11. I've just got to get a new car. Question number 12.
Sandra set up a display for the town's local history week.
Question number 13. There is no one who doesn't have an opinion about something. Question number 14.
If I had the money to spare, I'd be happy to lend it to you.
Question number 15.
The aroma of fresh pastry came to it from the kitchen.
Question number 16.
Bob usually gets along with us.
Question number 17.
Never before have I heard the professor give such an interesting physics lecture.
Question number 18. Barbara reads so much that she can talk intelligently about almost any topic. Question number 19.
I don't expect she'll get the job.
Question number 20.
How do you account for it?
This is the end of part A. Now let us begin part B with question number 21. Question number 21.
I don't know where to take Janet for dinner tonight.
Have you ever been to that little French restaurant at 9th and Broadway?
What does the woman mean? Question number 22.
I can't find the kind of jogging shoes I want anywhere in town.
Why not order them from a catalog? It's easier than running around town looking for them.
What does the woman suggest that the man do? Question number 23.
I'll make your flight reservations by phone now, and then write out the ticket for you.
That's fine. Can you please tell me the departure time again? What's the man doing?
Question number 24. Did you do
Kitchen, number 26.
Your dormitory room isn't very large, is it? I can hardly turn around in it.
What does the man need? Question number 27. I can't seem to reach the key at the back of the cupboard.
You might strain your shoulder. Why don't you use the footstool?
What does the woman suggest? Number 28.
Which hiking trail did Harold Group take?
I think they set out for the lake. What does the man tell you about the group? Question number 29. I wonder if a job like this can be handled by Alex.
Well, if he can't handle it, no one can.
What does the woman imply about the job? Question number 30.
Are you still planning to go to the concert?
You bet I am. What does the man Send them to 48. One with formal education in school is not necessary for a long time. Question number 49.